From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. In northwest Syria, the Turkish offensive to clear the frontier of Kurdish militia continued Wednesday, with Russia's foreign ministry saying hundreds, including civilians, have been killed since Operation Olive Branch began January 20th. Spokeswoman Maria Zakharova said over the 10 days of the operation, several hundred people have been killed. She called it on both sides to show restraint. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said heavy bombardment and airstrikes are accompanying ground fighting involving Turkish troops, elements of the rebel Free Syrian Army, and the YPG Kurdish fighters. A cameraman interviewed a Kurdish woman and asked her if she was injured. She said she was on a road that was shelled. I was injured in my head and legs. Doctors have warned of a rapidly worsening humanitarian situation in Afrin, with a dwindling supply of medicine at the main hospital. Turkey has threatened to expand its operation eastward toward Manbij, now in control of U.S.-backed Kurdish fighters. Three Kenyan television stations are off the air as the government investigates their live coverage of Tuesday's inauguration of opposition leader Raila Odinga as a rival to incumbent Uhuru Kenyatta as president Tuesday. Fred Matayangi is the Security and Interior Minister.
We have commenced a wide-scale investigation targeting individuals and organizations who include but may not be limited to certain media houses. We will act decisively but strictly according to the law.
Matayangi accused some elements of the media of facilitating an illegal act. He said the symbolic swearing-in was a bid to overthrow the government. This is VOA News. The U.S. Wednesday said it was designating the leader of the Islamist Palestinian group Hamas, Ismail Haniyeh, as a terrorist. Nathan Sales, State Department Coordinator for Counterterrorism, made the announcement in Tel Aviv.
Today, I'm announcing that we are designating a senior Hamas leader, Ismail Haniyeh, as an SDGT. Haniyeh is the president of Hamas's political bureau. He's also closely tied to the group's terrorist operations, including attacks on Israeli citizens.
Along with Haniyeh, the U.S. blacklisted two Islamist groups in Egypt and one in the Palestinian territories as specially designated global terrorists. A Hamas official rejected and condemned the U.S. decision. Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi Wednesday warned against anti-government protests leading up to March elections, in which he remains the sole candidate. The Egyptian leader made reference to the uprising that forced longtime leader Hosni Mubarak from power in 2011. The opposition has called for a boycott of the election after several presidential candidates withdrew from the race. France announced Wednesday it will provide Tunisia more than $338 million in new financing to bolster what French President Emmanuel Macron called the North African country's fragile democracy. Tunisian President Béji Caïd Essebsi called the visit a new beginning in the bilateral relationship. The French funds are earmarked for state sector reform and urban development, with the rest going to the economy. Protests erupted earlier this month in the North African country over price and tax hikes in the government's bid to cut its deficit. Venezuela Wednesday rejected a UN proposal to end a century-old territorial dispute with Guyana, referring the case to the International Court of Justice. Caracas has insisted it has a historic claim to the oil-rich Essequibo region, which makes up a large part of Guyana, a former British colony. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson begins a six-day trip through Latin America, in which he's expected to rally regional support for democratic reform in Venezuela. Tillerson's travels will take him to Mexico, Argentina, Peru, and Colombia, with the final stop in Jamaica. Former Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva enjoys a strong lead in public opinion polls ahead of October's presidential election, despite an appeals court ruling that upheld his earlier conviction on corruption. That court ruling could make him ineligible to run for his old office. He denies wrongdoing. The U.S. Central Bank has kept a key interest rate unchanged at between 1.25% and 1.5%. The Federal Reserve raised the rate three times last year and indicated its intention to do the same this year with a forecast of rising inflation. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.